KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:02, we have a mostly sunny, or rather mostly cloudy sky, I should say, and 72 degrees. We look for it to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms, a high around 80. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. Topping state news, the Iowa State Patrol and the Des Moines Police Department say they are investigating a stabbing incident at the Iowa State Fair. At around 10:25 p.m. Tuesday, a 21-year-old male was stabbed near the southwest corner of the fairgrounds. The victim was transported to Mercy Hospital in Des Moines in a critical but stable condition. The investigation is ongoing and more details will be released as they become available. The Cass County Board of Supervisors on Tuesday voted unanimously to make the county attorney's job a full-time position with a base salary of $100,000 per year. The change won't be in effect, however, until January 1st, 2019, since the current four-year term expires after the November 2018 elections. It is currently a part-time position with assistant county attorney also in place. Now, Cass County Attorney Dave Wiederstein issued a statement afterward that read, "The board's decision to make my office a full-time position is regrettable, but regardless, I will not be the full-time county attorney. I have the option of remaining in office until October 14th, or I can serve the remainder of my term still on a part-time status." The board, he said, can expect cooperation from him in making the transition a successful one for the benefit of the citizens of Cass County. Now, prior to their vote, the board opened up the matter to discussion. Supervisors Steve Green and Steve Beyer said concern over public safety is the main reason they want to make the job full-time. Green said he personally has not made much of a harder decision in his life.
"The way I'm feeling about the situation is not a reflection on our current county attorney. It's a reflection on the system structure and how complex the issues and public safety issues are, that I feel that the citizens of Cass County are going to be better served in a full-time status. It's just a reflection of our times and a reflection of the justice system and all the other myriad of things that a county attorney is required to do."
And Green said that we need 40 hours on behalf of citizens. Steve Beyer says he's hearing from constituents and law enforcement on the matter that, and they have a desire to have more felony cases prosecuted.
"Go to court and get some of the bad elements dealt with as the law provides. I don't think there's any way that having a full-time county attorney necessarily guarantees that, and that's one of the issues too, but I think that that's important."
Board Chair Gaylord Schelling said the issue with Cass County Attorney Dave Wiederstein is, and always has been, increasing the number of prosecutions.
"I talked to him about this whole situation, and it's emotional for me because I like the man. We sat down and talking about the whole situation, it's been 6 months ago, and nothing's changed. The stuff we have a document need to be written up for a lease, he's perfect on that. I sat down with Frank and I went over to his office and talked to him for probably 1 hour and one day about the situation. So I'm not coming out blindly."
In other business, Supervisor Steve Green said the Cass County Public Safety Board has agreed, with permission from the 911 Commission, to temporarily make Cass County Emergency Management Coordinator Mike Cannon acting 911 director to replace Rob Coppert, who resigned last month. The position will be reviewed on a month-by-month basis for a period of a year. At that time, if the board and Cannon both agree, it will become a permanent position for Cannon. The position pays $20,000 in addition to his current salary. When the Atlantic City Council meets this evening at 5:30, one of the first things on their agenda is taking action on an order to close the 200 block of Chestnut Street on September 2nd for the Atlantic First Responders Family Night Out event. The street will be closed from 4:30 until 7:15 p.m. for the event, which was approved during the council's meeting on May the 3rd. The Family Night Out is being hosted by Atlantic Fire and Rescue, the Cass County Sheriff's Office, and the Atlantic Police Department. In other business, the council will act on passing a resolution with regard to the city's financial policies that aim to make the city's bonds more attractive to investors by increasing the bond rating from A+ to AA minus. That would also reduce the interest rates the city pays to investors for the privilege of borrowing their money. City Administrator John Lund said the policies will largely require no changes on how the finances are managed. Instead, he said it formalizes the practice into policy, which is attractive to the bond market because it shows structure, rules, and accountability. Atlantic Police Chief Dave Erickson reported yesterday there were four recent arrests on Monday. 20-year-old Shelby Brusman of Bagley was arrested for possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. And 26-year-old Tia Sherman of Atlantic was arrested on a Cass County warrant for violation of probation. On Sunday, Atlantic Police arrested 35-year-old Chad Wilcox of Atlantic for OWI first offense. And on Saturday, 22-year-old Brian Conchalo of Atlantic was arrested on a Cass County warrant for violation of probation. All four subjects were booked into the Cass County jail. A call about a suspicious truck on the side of Interstate 29 in Pottawatomie County Monday morning resulted in the arrest of a woman on a drug charge. The 2003 Dodge Ram 2500 was located not far away from where the caller was saying they were, and a traffic stop was conducted. And during an investigation, Pott County authorities found marijuana and some pipes used for narcotics. Taken into custody for possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia was 37-year-old Jessica Jo Hoygeson of Council Bluffs. The Harlan Police Department reports four arrests were made between August 8th and 15th. On Tuesday, 46-year-old Wade McFarland of Harlan was arrested on a Shelby County warrant. He was transported to the Shelby County Jail. Last Friday, 36-year-old Mark Stephen Haynes and 40-year-old Jamie Allison Kassinger, both of Harlan, were arrested in the 1600 block of Durand Street. Both subjects were transported to the Shelby County Jail, where they were charged with violation of a protection order. And on August the 8th, 37-year-old Jonathan Earl Horn of Harlan was arrested on Shelby County warrants. He was transported to the Shelby County Jail. A 42-year-old Iowa woman who was convicted of killing her romantic rival has been sent to a Nebraska prison for life. A Douglas County, Nebraska judge sentenced Shauna Goyer in Omaha Tuesday. She'd been found guilty of arson and first-degree murder after a non-jury trial. Prosecutors say that 37-year-old Carrie Farver, who was last seen in Omaha in November of 2012, her body hasn't been found. Police say Goyer posed as Farver online and by phone for years after Farver's disappearance, and also posed as other people confessing to have killed Farver. An officer testified that Farver had been dating Goyer's ex-boyfriend for some weeks prior to her disappearance. Goyer's lawyer argued the prosecutors presented no evidence that a homicide occurred, no body, no murder weapon, and no crime scene. The news was brought to you this hour by Myron Gross Real Estate, celebrating 40 years of great quality service. Give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.